game. Early on, I mentioned medical aid, right? And, you know, there's always just stuff that's bubbling around in terms of how we feel about medical aid. I mean, one of the big things is, you know, we all pay the same, but don't all claim the same. Because essentially, I mean, here's how medical aid works, right? In terms of hospital risk cover. This is not now pertaining to, say, you know, your day-to-day savings. I mean, essentially, you know, the contributions that are made and that the scheme receives from all its members are thrown into one big pool of money. So you and I, we're all chucking it in there. And then obviously when members claim for hospital or risk events, those claims are then paid from the money in that pool. So now here's the thing. The thing is, imagine you're young, you're healthy, or you're just healthy. Why is your medical aid portion then costing the same as someone, say, in their 80s who is in need of all types of procedures, hip replacements, knee replacements, all of that stuff? I mean, you are essentially putting in the same, but you're not claiming anywhere near as much as that person would be. So essentially, shouldn't your contribution be less if you're claiming less? You know what I'm saying? So these are some of the things that often pop up when we talk about medical aids. And I think it's a fascinating discussion because it always boils down to value for money. What am I getting from what I'm putting in? I can tell you now, this is going to be this is not going to be the last time we're going to be having this conversation for sure. There's many topics around medical aid, and this is certainly one of those hot topics.